With Montana News, I'm Sherry Chesler. Some evacuees from the West Fork Fish Creek fire southwest of Albertton are being allowed back into their homes this afternoon. Brianna Thomason is a fire information officer.
The evacuations along Fish Creek have moved from Cache Creek drainage, and they've moved north up to Surveyor Creek.
Thomason didn't have an estimate for how many homes or people the reduction affects. About 300 people were evacuated from the area on Thursday and Friday. The Fish Creek fire is expected to slow down tomorrow due to rain that's predicted for the next 3 days. There will be a fire information meeting for the community tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Albertton High School gym. The Sheep Fire just south of Essex is also showing slowed activity as crews continue to build fire lines and put out hot spots. Firefighters continue to demobilize from the Clark Fork Complex fires straddling the Idaho-Montana state line near Heron. They are expecting higher humidity and overcast skies today to button up the 400-acre government fire, just one of six burning in that complex. A soldier was injured during a U.S. Army Special Operations parachute training exercise near Hamilton yesterday. Army officials say 16 soldiers were conducting a free-fall parachute jump from two Black Hawk helicopters when one soldier had an equipment malfunction and was forced to land in a residential area. Army officials say the soldier is being treated at a Missoula hospital. We will have an update on the Holter fire burning near Wolf Creek in 30 minutes. The evacuation for the West Fork Fish Creek fire southwest of Albertton was reduced this afternoon. People who live in the Cache Creek drainage were allowed back into their homes. It's unclear at this time how many people or homes in the evacuation area the reduction affects. Fire officials are holding a public information meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Albertton High School gym. The Helena Independent Record is reporting that one firefighter was hospitalized today after an ATV accident on the 700-acre Holter Creek fire near Wolf Creek. That fire is being called 30% contained as of this morning. Several groups voiced concerns today about proposed new rules that govern Montana political campaign. Steve Jess reports.
Just a handful of people showed up for a scheduled 7-hour hearing at the state capitol, but those who did attend said the proposed rules are overly broad and could have a chilling effect on public debate. Beth Kading of the Northern Plains Resource Council worried that the rules could make her nonprofit conservation group register as a political committee, changing its tax status and making its membership list public.
This would severely limit our ability to participate in the issues that impact the lives of our members.
Some of the new rules were written to implement the so-called dark money bill passed by the 2015 Montana legislature, requiring groups that try to influence elections to disclose the source of their funding. The rules might be rewritten to address the concerns of policy groups. Another 7-hour hearing is scheduled to start Thursday morning at 9 at the state capitol. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Two Glacier National Park employees were rescued after falling near a cliff face above Avalanche Lake. Glacier spokeswoman Caitlin Lemming says two women were hiking with proper equipment over the weekend when a storm arrived and reduced their visibility, leaving them stranded. Lemming said the women told a friend where they were going. Rescuers used that information to locate the two, and a helicopter lifted them from the area yesterday morning. A Hamilton doctor pleads not guilty to 400 felony charges in connection to overprescribing pain medication that allegedly led to the deaths of two patients. Chris Christensen's medical clinic in Florence was raided in April of last year, and his license was suspended. The state agreed to issue him a probationary license in May if he agreed to acknowledge some wrongdoing and work under the supervision of another physician. His next court appearance is scheduled for October 28. Despite a red flag warning being in effect, firefighters on the Holter Complex fire between Helena and Great Falls managed to keep the blaze's growth under 100 acres. Compare that to the estimated 600 acres the fire was at this morning. Fire Information Officer Crystal Beckman says they're getting help from a variety of aircraft dropping water on Holter Lake.
Yesterday, the CL-15 from Ontario, Canada assisted, and we closed the lake for their scooper planes to assist with adding water. Today we have two helicopters doing bucket drops on hot areas and burning parts of the fire on the northeast.
28 homes in the area just east of Wolf Creek have been evacuated since Sunday when the fire began. Beckman says the fire doesn't appear to be burning towards the homes at this time. The complex fire includes the Timber Hills fire, which is now completely contained. A trial is getting underway in Helena today over whether a drug Montana uses to execute condemned prisoners is cruel and unusual punishment. Montana's two death row inmates are challenging the state's execution protocols that use barbiturate pentobarbital. Ronald Allen Smith and William Gollin claim the drug is not ultra-fast acting, which is required by state law. In a lethal injection, the drugs are meant to stop the inmate from breathing and cause death by asphyxia. The concern is that if the pentobarbital does not take effect quickly enough, that the inmate could remain conscious while they suffocate to death. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that residents in Opportunity seeking an environmental cleanup will get their day in court. The ruling by the state's high court partially overturns a legal decision that said the state's statute of limitations barred the case from going to trial. The plaintiffs, who filed their lawsuit in 2008, are nearly 100 Opportunity residents who want the Atlantic Richfield Company to clean up toxic contaminants left after decades of smelting. The jury will consider cleanup costs, whether the proposal to clean up the residents' properties is reasonable, and how long the project will take. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.